This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every now and then a story catches my eye and you just gotta talk about it. You gotta talk about it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. By the way, thank you folks for the increased downloads. Go back, listen to other shows. There are jewels literally inside of each show. I'm not even joking about it. I would love to be humble about it. I'm humble in general life. I really am. I mean, look at what I'm doing right now. This is total humility. So, go listen to the shows. You're going to get so much great information out of my shows. I'm not even joking about it. I love Rush Limbaugh. Bo Snerdley's on my board. James, he's on my board. Love Rush. Certainly love James. We are, you know, we are aces. We talk at least once a week. And I'll tell you, I will put my show up against Rush's any day. I revere the guy. I think he's a great guy. But if Rush listens to my show, he would say, you know what? Dadgum, Kevin Jackson is pretty amazing. So I'm glad you guys are here because you figured it out. Somebody go school Rush Limbaugh. School that man. Let him know what the deal is. The dealio. Anyway, this particular story got my attention. There is a genetically modified mosquito. And as soon as I saw it, I went, it's bigger and blacker. Let's call that mosquito Shaft, huh? Can you dig it? Just kidding. I just wanted to scare white people. It's not bigger and blacker. By the way, scaring white people, that is what Democrats do. If you are white and you are not scared, Democrats have not done their job. That's just an aside. That's a freebie. Don't even come back to this podcast to hear that because that's a freebie. All right? This mosquito is bad news, folks. It's not an African mosquito either. You know how they always get when a bug is going to be bad, they go, it's an Africanized bee. You know, how do we know that bee wasn't from Mexico? Seriously. How do we know that bee wasn't a Guatemalan midget bee? Huh? Okay. Maybe they tracked it coming across the ocean. I don't know. Did it get into an African container ship and ended up in America? I don't know, but they called it an Africanized bee. So when I saw this story about this genetically modified mosquito, I said, they're going to tell me that mosquito is from, you know, the Congo. It's a Congo mosquito, Africanized. But they did not. They said it was Brazilian. So they didn't blacken the mosquito. They browned it. Yeah, like they were going to serve it up in some saute. Well, Kevin, how do you like your mosquitoes prepared? I don't like mine fully cooked black. I'd rather they be brown. So they give us a Brazilian mosquito. Get this. An experiment to deliberately release genetically modified mosquitoes into Brazil appears to have failed miserably and may have resulted in, dun, 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 super mosquitoes. These mosquitoes can outrun Usain Bolt, outjump LeBron James. This ain't a Brazilian mosquito. It's totally African. Totally. Or Jamaican. West Indies. They deliberately do this. So Yale Research is talking about this study. They said, according to the paper, some of the mosquitoes likely have, and I love this term, hybrid vigor, resulting in a more robust population than the pre-released population, which may be more resistant to insecticides. Ooh, what? Annoying mosquitoes. You know that sound in your ear. From what I'm told, the ones that buzz are males. It's the females, the silent but deadlies. They're the ones that you have to just, you slap, you know, and it's too late. Blood on your arm, but they've already, you know, succubuses, they've already put their disease inside of you. Yep. Hybrid vigor, a more robust population than the pre-release population, more resistant to insecticides. So we got a super duper hybrid vigor mosquito that was made by somebody. So now, and you can't kill it. Don't go get your AZT, whatever they call the stuff, or your insecticide, or put the off on your arm, or whatever it is, because it ain't going to help. Oxitec told Gizmodo that the Yale study was found to be to contain numerous false and speculative and unsubstantiated claims and statements about OxyTech's mosquito technology. They provided a 3-page document outlining the company's issues with the research. In particular, they note that the paper fails to identify any negative, deleterious, or unanticipated effect to people or the environment from the release of the, get this, OX513A mosquitoes. People study everything. We're studying the mosquito. Look, if you could study the mosquito in such a way that its proboscis would no longer penetrate my skin, I would love that mosquito study. Or one where the mosquito can no longer mate and I don't want to eradicate it because there's a need for a mosquito. Besides biting me at a summer picnic, there's a need for a mosquito. God made the little creature, so I don't want him gone. But I'd like him to be diminished. Or maybe I could put something around me and do it, you know, have a bubble of invincibility against said mosquito. Don't make it more robust, though. They dispute the claim that female mosquitoes began to avoid mating with modified males, saying selective mating has never been observed in any release of close to 1 billion OxyTech males worldwide. I think what they were trying to do with this genetically modified mosquito was to make it not mate, you know, to lose its sexual drive. That's why they couldn't call it a Clinton mosquito. They said, meanwhile, according to the German outlet Deutsche Welle, the failure of OxyTech's experiment has raised alarm among scientists and environmentalists. Biologists critical of the genetic engineering go one step further with their criticism. Among them, the Brazilian biologist José Maria Guzmán Ferraz said, the release of the mosquitoes was carried out hastily without any points having been clarified. The UNIC-based laboratory, Test Biotech, which is critical of genetic engineering, accuses OxyTech of having started the field trial without sufficient studies. They said, OxyTech's trials have led to a largely uncontrollable situation. Mosquito-borne diseases are a massive health problem in developing countries and increasing concern in developed regions such as the southern United States. They got themselves a southern mosquito that's down there biting on them rednecks. Why don't they do a northern version and send them up to get them Yankees? File this under stuff white people do because, look, Africanized bees are angry. They create less honey than regular bees. Brazilian mosquitoes breed faster and bite harder. Yep. Thank you, OxyTech. Thank you for making something that none of us want, none of us need. Who knows how much money was spent? Typical liberal. It sounds like the type of a program that a liberal would have funded. I can't say for sure, but I'm likely true. Right about that stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Equality. Boy, that's a term that's being completely bastardized, kicked around. It doesn't even have any meaning anymore. Equality. Women want, leftist women, want equality in their salaries because they say they're getting cheated. They're not getting cheated. It's a lie. They know it's a lie. It's a fallacy. Absolute fallacy. So women aren't successful at something, and then they want to blame, oh, it's the patriarchy, it's this or it's that, as if they can't just go out and find that success or create that success. There's not enough examples of this success. Not enough female CEOs in Fortune 500, Fortune 100, Fortune 50 companies, whatever. It doesn't matter. If women had 150, no, if women had 350 Fortune 500 CEOs, you know how they would measure their equity? How many of them are Fortune 100 versus men? So let's say they had 350, all of them not in the Fortune 100. So from the Fortune 101 down, they had 350 women CEOs. In the entirety of the Fortune 500. You know what they complain about? We're not in the Fortune 100. And if they had 98 of the Fortune, well, couldn't have that many. But let's say that they had 400 and and 45 of the Fortune 100, and none of them were in the Fortune 50. Do you know what these women would complain about? We don't have anybody in the Fortune 50. That's what they complain about. Then it would be the Fortune 10, the Fortune 5, and if they took over the world, despite what leftist women tell you, it would be AT double crooked socks. It wouldn't be inhabitable. Nobody would want to live in a world run by feminists. That's just a fact. Women know it. Don't get mad at me for telling you the truth about yourselves. It's a fact. Leftist women should not be left to run anything. Let me tell you what about conservative women. Conservative women can run anything. They are as strong and as powerful as any man on the planet. But you know what they will do? They will defer. They will say, nah, you know what? I'm going to stay home with my kids. Or I don't need, if there's a CEO that's a man, let's have him take over. They don't care. They want what's best for the community, what's best for the company, what's best for the whatever. Whatever they're doing. The city, the state, the county, they're willing to defer and step by. And it has nothing to do with love of men, hatred of men, or I don't know if I can do it. They can do anything they want. They can accomplish anything they want. They are the brightest, smartest people on the planet. And I would tip my hat to those women. They have a level of compassion, and they have that stroke of femininity that keeps the world much safer. They are the salt of the earth, the pillar of the community. And these leftist women are complete opposites. Stay away from them. Keep your kids away from them. Keep them away from you. If they're teachers, don't put your kids in their classes. Stay away. Stay away. Shoot. They're bad news. And they know it. They don't even like each other. They are the shows like Rich Housewives where they go, oh, we're really good friends. And then you watch it and you go, that's your definition of friendship? The backstabbing, the backbiting, whatever they call it, all the different things that happen with these women, and they want to tell you that they're friends. How do you treat your friends? You treat them like that? A girl, her name is Kat something. I've never watched her. She's on Fox. And she was, she's supposed to be a conservative, right? She's saying Elizabeth Warren has every right to think that she lost because she's a woman. This girl, Kat, Fox News. Supposed conservative. She said, and then she goes on to lament her bad life. I've been stifled because I'm a woman. She's on Fox News all the time. I don't know what money she's making, but it can't be bad. She's getting all kinds of, you know, free press or whatever for whatever she's doing, and she's just complaining. How many women do you think would trade places with her? How many women would say, I'll come be a pundit on Fox News if you'll allow me to? How many? I know a bunch of them who would. But she wants to tell you, oh, no, even though I'm on Fox News, which is a good gig, I could be more if I were a man. Kind of what Bloomberg said about he could be more. He couldn't have gotten where he was if he were black. Well, Kat's saying she could have gotten more if she were a man. Well, I'm going to tell you something. She's fooling herself. She's as high as she's going to get, whether she's a man or a woman. And the reason is she limits herself. You know the women who achieve what they want in this life? You want me to put you in their mindset? I'm going to tell you because I'm, as a black belt and a dude who understands what winning is about, I will tell you what the women who succeed in America have. They have the attitude of a winner. They don't have an attitude that they can be stopped in any way. I'm beginning to feel like I'm a motivational speaker here talking to an audience of young girls. But I will tell you. Whether you have a young girl or a young boy, it does not matter. You train them to have the attitude of a winner. And you know what the attitude of a winner is? I'm only a temporary loser. When I got fired from Fox, let me explain to you what my attitude was. My attitude was first, screw you, Fox Snooze. I don't call them Fox News. I call them Fox Snooze because when I watch them occasionally, I just fall asleep. I have the attitude when they let me go, your loss, you will figure it out soon enough. And if I never come back on your network, I promise you there are going to be people who miss me. And I'm giving them a timeline. I don't think they're going to be around in the way that they are in 5 years. And I'm not being negative. I'm telling you the mindset of a winner. It says, so what, Fox? It is your prerogative to let me go. You're not going to stop my career because I know what I'm capable of, and you can't derail me. Do people want to be on that station? Absolutely. Absolutely. There are days where I go, man, I wish I was on there arguing this point on behalf of my fans and America. That's it. Not to become a cult of personality, but to be somebody that provides the voice of reason and does it better. And for the record, I do it better than most of the people that are still employed by Fox. They know it, you know it, and I certainly know it. And I'm not saying that statement as a bragging person. I'm saying that statement as a person who has what? I'm going to repeat it again for those who aren't paying attention. The mindset of a winner. That's what you want to teach. So I look at Elizabeth Warren. And Hillary Clinton got her butt wiped by Donald Trump. He trounced that racketeer. And Hillary Clinton had every advantage in the world. She had a cheating media, black book of dirty deeds on everybody in government for over two decades, and an administration who needed her to win in order to cover up its bad deeds. And you know what America did? We rejected that shrew because we were smarter than they were. You want to know why you rejected that shrew and why you chose Donald Trump? Let me just make it clear for you in case you're not paying attention. It's because you have the mindset of a winner. A reporter said to Senator Warren, "What would be your message to women and girls when they are left with two white men to choose from?" Now, I don't know what she said, but the guy who tweeted that she got asked this question said he would say, "It's not about sex. Don't suck so bad as a candidate. And the Democrats are about control, not equality or opportunity." Consider, folks, that Democrats jettisoned all their special interest in favor of two newly minted wealthy old white men, and they want you to believe they are the party of inclusion, they are the party of diversity, and hear that word again, they are the party of equity. No, they are not. And anybody that wants to side with them, you are siding with the devil, and you don't believe it either. You know that the Republicans are for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is extending the White House's social distancing guidelines for coronavirus. In an interview on Fox News, President Trump says the recommendations are being extended through April 30th.
We just want to do it right, so we picked the end of April, the last day, April 30th, as a day where we can see some real progress.
Johnson & Johnson is going to start human testing of an experimental coronavirus vaccine by September. Company CEO Alex Gorsy says the vaccine could be ready for emergency use authorization in early 2021.
We've got the production capabilities to be able to ramp up production of this in a relatively short period of time so that it can become available.
Gorsky also telling NBC's Today Show that Johnson & Johnson have been hit hard by the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are turning on Joe Biden. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I will prove to you that Democrats are turning on Biden. Yes, there were these sexual, you know, these allegations that he groped her, you know, tried to do some woman when he was 50 and she was 20, and she was just bringing him something that a staffer said, hey, here you go. And Biden said, I thought you liked me. I was told you liked me. And look, I don't know. I said the other day on this topic, don't know, don't care. Here's what I'll tell you. Where Biden is positioned right now in the Democratic Party, the media would never cover this story. This story is being covered. Somebody's telling Joe Biden it's still not done. This is what happened when they went after him the first time. There were allegations of different things, the racism and, you know, hanging out with segregationists. This is when they were telling him, Joe, you're too old to be in a race. Get out. Now they've made their decision that Joe is the man, right? But these stories are getting out. These leaks are coming out. Pretty soon, look, it isn't us that's putting Joe front and center on these various TV shows and showing that he really is a demented dude. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. See, all this time over the Chinese Wuhan virus, the quarantine, where people have been sequestered, it's given Democrats time to reflect. And they see the writing on the wall. They watched Joe Biden in Skype interviews, stumbling and bumbling his way through a variety of soft-tossed interviews and still swing and miss. And I'm not talking about barely missing the ball, tipping it, you know, whatever. No, I'm talking about swinging so far it might as well have been Stevie Wonder swinging that bat. Joe Biden has missed. And what Democrats find themselves at is, well, square one. They're back to square one. They're back to the very place that they didn't want to be. And the problem now is they don't have any more contenders. It's done. So part of their post-China virus action is to figure out how to adjust to what's going to be a bad few months for Biden and the Democrats. They've all put their butts on the line, pretty much having endorsed Captain Demento. They got nobody left. Tulsi Gabbard quit after Biden won Florida, and he won Florida, and there was no hoopla. I haven't looked at the numbers. You guys can. You know, did he win by more numbers than Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Trump? Because let me tell you, I have the Trump numbers. Donald Trump set crazy, you know, set records. Do we have his primary numbers? Let me give his primary numbers. Trump, 2020 votes compared to Obama in 2012. Trump in Michigan, 639,000 votes. Obama in Michigan, 174,000. This is incumbent and incumbent. This is comparing apples to apples. Trump in Texas, 1.9 million votes. Obama in Texas, 520,000. Trump in New Hampshire, 130,000 votes. Obama in New Hampshire, 49,000. I could go on. We're talking record numbers. We're talking 3X of Barack Obama in any location. Any location. That's why these people wanted to shut Trump down when he was giving out these daily briefings. They're like, we got to stop this man. He's crazy. What are we going to do? There is nothing they can do. Trump crushed them. And they needed to shut down his rallies, and that's why this Wuhan virus was a perfect reason. They needed to stop Joe Biden from being in public, and the Wuhan virus was a perfect reason. But then, guess what? Here he comes, back in public. And they're going, what are we going to do? So go look up his numbers in Florida, but I'm going to tell you, I don't even think you're going to be impressed. I looked up his numbers in South Carolina, and Joe Biden's numbers in South Carolina, where he was going to get all the black vote. He did. He got a ton of the black vote. You know what? His piece of the black vote paled in comparison to Hillary Clinton and Obama in 2012. Forget about 2008. Don't even look at the black vote in South Carolina for Obama versus Biden in 2008. But, you know, it was crazy numbers for Obama. So, but comparing 2012, everybody's, oh, the black vote carried Biden, the black vote carried Biden. The black vote was down a minimum of 20% for Biden versus Hillary Clinton, for goodness sake, and Obama. They both polled like 92% or some crazy number for blacks. But forget the actual number, the count, because the count was lower, too. You get what I'm saying? In 2008, Barack Obama drove the black vote out in South Carolina, and he won the black vote. That's what propelled him. In 2012, he and Hillary Clinton got the same percentage, but those numbers were lower. Biden didn't bring the numbers, and he was at least, I'm going to say 20 points. He maybe got 72% of the black vote. You get what I'm saying? That doesn't bode well. The remaining holdout, Bernie Sanders, is hanging on like lint on wool because he knows what's coming. Bernie Sanders is like, look, I see the writing on the wall. On the wall. The rich people, the billionaires. Bernie Sanders is smart to hold out because he knows that the Democrats are slowly starting to distance themselves from Biden. And look, if you say to me, Kevin, give me some empirical, I don't have any data. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you were to take a poll and say, are you more confident in Biden today with less people running, with most of the people, his opponents being out, or are you more comfortable with him? I believe Biden will be lucky to hold steady. I believe people are less comfortable with Biden than they were 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And the Democrats are showing it. They're showing it by the stories that are starting to leak out about Biden. I don't know what the news cycle is going to hold in the next week or so. But eventually, here's what I'm going to predict. That the Democrats will finally start bringing to the fore, is there something wrong with Joe Biden? Is he having some sort of, they're gonna bring it up in the guise of medical care. Joe Biden in the hospital, this, that, and the other. Let me give you the other hint, and we've talked about it on the program already, and you're aware of it. Cuomo. These guys are, you had people like Cuomo, you had de Blasio, and others that were talking about this Chinese Wuhan virus, doing daily updates. Now, de Blasio looked like an idiot. He looked like an idiot, and he's already run, and he's out. But Cuomo hasn't. And as I said before, Cuomo didn't want to run. He's got lots of skeletons in his closet. But now he's being touted for this. This is big trouble for Joe Biden. Big trouble. Just the fact that there's a rumbling of this has to turn heads. It has to make people wonder, what's going on here? Why are we talking about another candidate when we've chosen our guy? Watch, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is I want you to watch the patterns. Watch how the news media slowly starts to transition. There's not going to be anything blatant. There'll be sort of a sympathy thing for Joe Biden. It'll be Joe Biden checks into the hospital for routine test. It'll be whatever. And somehow, this thing is going to morph. See, we're very concerned about our side. We're going, Kevin, can Donald Trump bring... Are you kidding me? Donald Trump has no mental... Don't ask me why. Like I said, I think that he's been touched by God. And Donald Trump has no mental issues. You can watch Donald Trump interview, and he's the same guy from 2015 and 16 whenever he came down that escalator. He's the same dude every single time. He doesn't appear to get tired. He's never frustrated. You can't catch him off guard. He's the same dude, and I'm telling you, not only do you love it, but Democrats are starting to love it. How many lives are worth, you know, you lifting the ban and letting people go out on Easter? And the president says it's not worth any lives. I don't want anybody to die. But I'm a pragmatist. People are. He didn't say this, but what is implied was people are going to die, just like they die every day. He knows how to give the right responses, and he knows how to put these guys off kilter. And I'm telling you, people are watching this level of leadership, and that's why you're seeing 60% approval on this Chinese Wuhan handling. Well, guess what? That's the same approval that people have of Trump. And they're also looking at, could Joe Biden bring this economy back? Could he watch this economy tank intentionally and then go bring it back? And the short answer is, of course he couldn't. He needs to be out of the race. The Democrats are trying to get him out. Watch how clever they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In the coming month, I expect to be talking to you about a whole lot of issues, and I'll always be direct with you. But today, I want to talk about gestures of support and encouragement that I've made to women and some men, and I've made them uncomfortable. And I always try to be, in my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening. And over the years, knowing what I've been through, the things that I've faced, I've found that scores, if not hundreds of people have come up to me and reached out for solace and comfort, something, anything that may help them get through the tragedy they're going through. And so it's just who I am. And I've never thought of politics as cold and antiseptic. I've always thought it about connecting with people. And I said, shaking hands, hands on the shoulder, a hug, encouragement. And now it's all about taking selfies together. Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it.
That was Joe Biden after he did his little mea culpa when he was first accused of all of the sexual stuff that was going on. And Democrats sort of swept it under the rug. Oh, that's just Joe being Joe, you know. Joe. And by the way, in that particular clip, Joe Biden goes on to say, I've spent my whole life protecting women. That's what he's done. He spent his whole life. Just like, apparently, he spent his whole life curing cancer. Or at least his time after Barack Obama's days, he spent that time. The end of their career together, he spent that, you know, curing cancer. We're no closer because of Joe than we were before he started. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about the Democrats turning on Biden. And I'm going to tell you this. I have no love lost for Biden. He's lucid enough to know that he should not be running for president, but he's running anyway. He's doing exactly what his former boss did when he said, Barack Obama declared, I'm not ready to be president. I'm not capable of being president of the United States, but he ran anyway. And people elected him because he was black and they thought he was charming, etc. And it was a disaster for the country. And meanwhile, the person that the Democrats, the leftists, tell you is a disaster for the country is the best president in modern history, bar none. And I'm not saying it because I'm a Trumpie, a Trumpette, or anything else. I'm saying it because it's a fact. I happen to be a Reagan guy. Incompetent is Biden, but he adds dementia to the equation. He is as incompetent as his former boss, but he's also got dementia. So again, Democrats targeting this clown over new sexual harassment allegations does not bother me at all. Whether it's the Me Too shrews, the hairy underarm crowd, or the Bernie bros, I say get him. And get his wife too while you're at it. Because she knows all the crap this guy's been doing. Let me put it to you this way. Bo Biden dies from a brain injury. Hunter marries Bo's wife. Cheats on her, has a baby with a hooker. You think the apple didn't fall too far from the tree? Joe Biden is just as bad as Hunter. Trust me. He can come on here and act like he's the voice of reason. Joe Biden is a Bill Clinton light. So when this girl alleged that he sexually assaulted her, her name was Tara Reid. She was working as a staffer for Biden. From December of 92 to August of 93. And she says Biden essentially put his hand up her panties and you know what. And then she gave more detail of the account just recently. And I want you to understand, this is a person who is worked for the Biden. This is not a Trumper, you know, some Trump person that bumped into Biden somewhere and took a selfie and said, oh, look what he did. You remember that crazy lady that said Trump had raped her and she had no picture or anything. Then there was another lady that goes, oh, Trump did this to me, and all she had was like a selfie, you know, places where he was in the same, you know, location, but could offer no real evidence. This woman worked on the campaign. There are many people that go, yep, that's what happened. She did file her report. Joe Biden said to her, the lady said, do you want to go somewhere else? She told his story from the moment it happened in 1993. They said, now it's a story about sexual assault, retaliation, and silencing. When she resisted his advance, Biden said, come on, man, I heard you liked me. She said, when it became clear she was not receptive to his advance, he got irritated to her and he said, you're nothing to me, nothing. She says, then when she got upset, he grabbed her by the shoulders, telling her, you're okay, you're fine, you're okay, and he walked away. Let me tell you, That sounds exactly like Joe Biden. Exactly. So, you know, this idea, look, again, I don't know. I have no idea whether he did it or not. I don't really care. But what I do know is now that it's coming out again, the Democrats are after him. Now, as I said, could be Bernie. Bernie's going, hey, I'm not going to go away into the dark of the night. I'm going to make sure you vet this guy. I'm going to put him on the spot. I'm going to make him have to answer these questions. I'm going to make him have to come out of himself and perhaps show you how demented he is. Now, of course, the Biden people said, we completely dismiss these allegations. This is a lie. It's blatant. She's obviously trying to get money from us or whatever. So they've dismissed it. But the Bernie people, they did a hashtag called, it was Never Biden and Time's Up Biden. That's been the hashtag. Another one wrote, Biden's been groping and sniffing people for a long time. It's really hard for some people to believe he's done more than just that. Yeah. And you know what the hashtag was for that person? Blue MAGA. Hashtag Blue MAGA. Meaning Democrat who supports Donald Trump. Blue MAGA. I agree with him. Joe Biden's got more skeletons in his closet than a Bill Clinton, and people have allowed him to get away with this stuff. Another one tweeted this, I'm not voting for a rapist. Time's up, Biden. I'm telling you, people are waking up to this stuff. Another one took a shot at Alyssa Milano. She was outspoken in believing Blasey Ford's allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. And they went after Alyssa Milano saying, yeah, Alyssa, what about this? You can't pretend to be the party of the American people and then not support a woman who comes forward with her Me Too story. See, this is why I love the left. I mean, I love what they do to themselves. They serve us up things to do to them. Alyssa Milano was all over Brett Kavanaugh, hasn't said a word about Biden. It's there. We get to go, what do you think? This isn't a Trump shill. This is a woman who worked on this campaign, who reported this to the Senate at the time. And you know what happened? They intimidated her and they silenced her. Where are you, Alyssa Milano? Where are you, Rose McGowan? Where are all you people that want us to believe that a woman is supposed to be believed? Yeah. Ford couldn't tell you a time or a place or anything close. This woman knew exact details. She wasn't talking about her hypothalamus and her hippocampus and all that. She says, Biden pushed me up against the wall, put his hand up my dress, sexually assaulted me, and then said, I was told you liked me. And then threatened her when she wouldn't reciprocate, you know, was like, what are you doing? You know, and then he's like, oh, you're dead to me. You're dead. You're nothing to me. You're nothing to me. When she's noticeably, you know, shaken, the empathetic part of Biden goes over and takes her by the shoulder and says, hey, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to destroy you. But it was a warning to her. So Biden tells us social norms are changing. This is a dude, folks, stuck in the 1950s in every way, shape, and form, 1950s, 1960s. He is Mad Men, if you know what that program was about. It's a great show. Joe Biden is he's those guys. He's stuck there. He's stuck in women being subservient. Go listen to him. Listen to what he says. Don't believe me. Just go look at how he talks about black folks, how he talks about minorities in general, how he talks about women. He's stuck there, and he can do whatever he wants because he has the power. He's watched other people do it, and Joe Biden's like, I can do it too. No secret.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.